princess. If I was in there, and Nachum say that there is a special class apostle, a hekesh, between Nachum and Nachum. And if the Ram points out that he is, so in other words, the reason is why the Chachom and Achil are there is not that they are here on the possibility of inducing such a Kalachemia. But there is a special Zatakos. If not the special Zatakos of the Hekesh between Achom and Achore, the Rabbonim would also agree with the Yalfuse of the Kalachemia. שיבור חלקה בזוג שחור הוא בזוג חלקה בזוג שלא יכול לא יכול לחלב את האבקה מקלחים אבל כל כך היא תשנה כזו יבור ורבלזה מי חלחורי ופתלי או יביאו בו לא יכול מכלל so רבלזה says that one can realize a avoid and future drawing of the issue so what's the shot what's the effect of this avoid is there this avoid to preclude the Chaleis of the Nebeah. So in other words, we deduce the Kalachemia that since the Baal has the authority to annul the Nebeah, after it is taken, so he may fail before it is taken, so that has the legal effect of precluding the Chaleis of the Nebeah. So the Nebeah, as a result of that, of the Maisa Afore, being realized by the Baal, so the Nebeah of the issue is not Mechav. Or, no, the effect of this Kalachemia is that just as a foray is held on a nether that was taken already, so a foray can be held on a nether that was not taken as yet, that is yet to be taken. So in other words, so it is held for one moment, and then it becomes good. Now, the Ramshi there appears that if we say, that it's Mechal Chol, Uptele, if we say Mechal Chol Uptele, so then it is held for a split second, and it is immediately, but, for a split second, but the Rosh it is, that if we say it's Mechal Chol, Uptele, so then it is held not just for a split second, in other words, it is held for the duration of the Tochken Dibur. And we come Bobo after the extra document. It was a very strange sheet of the Rosh. But this is how the Rosh explained it. In Bobo, the Rabbeza Mecho Chol Mutteli, or in Dilmo Mecho Mutla, we might not kill it. Kigay in the Atvis Achim, what's the practical Achim? Kigay in the Atvis Achim, Bahar Bin Nidon. If the Yishe, let's say, she took a net, so let's say she said Achim is zero. And then another woman who was matris, another person who was matris in her. Atis achile badinik. He am the door. He asked the kicker. And then another person who was matris in that kicker. Kidatis achile badinik. He am red. And then the Baal before said that he's maybe holding the door that she is going to make. And then she took it there. And another person was not facing that letter. I am not holding habit resus. If we say that it is how for a moment, and then it becomes an old, so the annulment applies to her, but it doesn't apply to the letter of by the halaton. But I am not calling, but in the legal effect of the apore. For future Dorim is to recruit the Chaleis of the Nether, so that means that it wasn't even Chal. So when another woman said, Arimi Kimeiseich, Bani, so maybe she was not Matris in any case of Chaleishet. Yahu Becholi, Loi Ikim Amosh. Loi Ikim Amosh. Now let's see what the Rosh says here. Mochel Chayle Uptele. Oysa Nidorim Sheiva Tvorishik Shinodrei, so hold this back to our Uta. Oyle Chalpa. The Atkis Achille Bahadim Nidre. Kigen Shomro Harini Nizio. Vishom Ayachot Vyoma Vani. Bisech Kinen Dibo. Vinei the back to our Uta. Haile. So that way, so the Kashi is. So there is no Rav Kemine. Because even if we say Why does the Gemara say that if we say it's hard and then becomes immediately body? So there, that for say is how, because the beetle, that for applies only per nether, not to the nether of the halator. But it should apply if it becomes immediately bottled. So the melee, that means the same split second that it was how it became bottled. So the melee, when she was matvis, she has to matvis after she heard the nether of the woman. I mean, the other person, man who was matvis in her nether, so has to matvis after this woman finished verbalizing the nether. Now, so the melee, by the time when he says vani, the other person says vani, so it was already bottled. So the munib share, that was a shindichal, then the kashi. That is a chile barbini, he gave shom or harit in zero. He showed by Yahoo Roma vani, we say a chile dibu. We made the battling out the hindle building, so the melee, the munib share. That was a shindichal, even if we say it's hal. And it becomes bottle, it's that was a still should be hal. Hayne birdei shiyuchal arba olima mutar. Ubisei rozei oma vani. In other words, so when and if we say that it's hal, then it becomes bottle. So when does it become bottle? Toch kididibo efer it's hal. Why toch kididibo efer it's hal? Why toch kididibo efer it's hal? In other words, because toch kididibo is a very strange cheating. So the manual he says, so when will it become bottle? Let's say it takes, what is talking to people? The time that it takes an average person, to say, Shalom Olech Olam, three words. So in other words, but here, the other person said Bani immediately upon the completion of her neder. So melee, it was within the time that it takes a person to say Shalom Olech Olam. So the melee, at that time when that person was matvis, the nether was not mufar. But in Achaname, if let's say she'll take a nether and then the other person will wait a minute. I mean, more than it takes a person to say Shalom Harabi. I mean, how many seconds does it take a person to say Shalom Harabi? 10 seconds. So suppose he'll wait 30 seconds and then that other person will say Bani. So then, Mimonavsha. That was a matter, according to Rosh. So he says, "V'nei the battle out the high level they should have bowed in the movement. Ubi say to them, 'Bani, Bani.' That's only one word. Iname kididoma v'arei, v'arei the diko. V'chol ane there have a nozia. Amo fish to this battle out. The amo bami boyo in the home. But come and tell me that I'm we don't have to say that this matinee applies only to a case where the person who was matvis immediately, I mean, without wait, without any pause. He immediately said Bani, even if he waited, let's say, 30 seconds. And that is already lacking in people. So if we say that it's higher and it becomes proper, so then, that person will be hard. If the other person who was matvis don't doubt that he is matvis not in the present status of the kicher or of the ishe, I mean whatever the nether was, but he has stoned out explicitly that he was matvis in the original nether, the way it was at the very outset, in other words, before he became bottle. So before he became bottle, so then she was still in zero, or the kicher was still lost. In other words, in normal way, we hope that they have no idea. Abba people is back loud. They have not been boiled on Mahome, but that should depend on the two alternatives in the Bible from Mahome, whether it's a commandment or a Tilek commandment, or in the morning, in Nozia uses the expression, Tilek commandment. The Abba that will boil on Mahome, Tilek commandment, that will cross a swami Mahasrike, it will be called a commandment, it will be hashtag, Hanan Mule, the star, Abba the village, can be called a Chidrechai. We were high of power, so even though he was Miforesh, that is being Kekomatvis. But here it was never Hal, so there is no Halishem or Vinser, or in which to be Nitris. We were high of power, so we want to talk about who come out. We were high of power. Alright, now, Let's see now the light. This is the washing. Now, why does the Rosh explain it that way? I mean, that if we say it's higher, but it's higher for a moment, and then it becomes bottle, so when does it become bottle? Not within a split second, but only upon the expiration of the talking evil. Now, let's say talking evil is 30 seconds. It takes 30 seconds to say Shalom Lecha Rabbi. So then, if we say that it is how, and then it becomes bottle, so it is how, and 30 seconds later, it becomes bottle. Why I mean such a strange concept that it can be moved there only upon the expiration of the talking? Why? Well, the answer is this. I mean, this is very big creation. But talking in Dibur, we find the halacha of talking in Dibur in Tabe Hazor. Now, if talking in Dibur had been just the halacha in Hazor, so then it would have no bearing here. But the basic din of talking in Dibur is not the din of Hazor. Hazor is already a result of the basic principle of talking in Dibur. The basic principle of talking in Dibur is that al kedim, when two acts or two events take place, one after the other, but they are so close that they take place within talking in Dibur. Let's say, assuming that talking in Dibur is 30 seconds. So let's say, if one event takes place, let's say, at 9 o'clock exactly, and then the other event takes place at 10 seconds past 9 o'clock. So then Al Kedim, we don't say that one event took place first and the other event took place later. No, Al Kedim is considered Basar. That's the basic principle of Al Kedim. Now, how do we know that this is the basic principle of Al Kedim? That's a Gemara that desire in God. The Gemara says that if someone told another person, based on him, your father died. And he rent his garments. But it turned out that at the time when one person told the other, Misabicho, the father was still living. He was Gisa. But then later on he died. So does he have to rent his garments again? So the more that people in the law says it depends. If, let's say, he told one person, told the other, Misabicho. And at that time he was gay sins, but the father died within talking in Dibur of the renting of the garment, So then he doesn't have to rent his garments again. But at the time he rented his garments, his father was still alive, but 20 seconds later, the father died. He doesn't have to rent his garments again. But let's say the father died 40 seconds later, I'm assuming the talking in Dibur is 30 seconds. Then he has to rent his garments again. What? Here it's no shaila of chazor. So we see that the basic principle of talking in Dibur is that it's considered a basar. It's considered a basar. But the main thing is considered basar as one can be chazir. Because one cannot be chazir of a kinyan. Of anything, but let's say of a shmuya or of a nevea, lahamayit. But if it's still considered a basachas, so then he can be chazir. So the basic thing is that it's considered basachas. Mimele, the din chazove emanates from this basic principle of talking people being considered basachas. So mimele, here we say, if we say that it's not chal, so it's not chal. But if we say that it is chal, but then it becomes mufer. So we cannot say it is hal and mufer and basar. That is direct. That's a logical contradiction. So then we have to say it is hal for a moment, and then it becomes mufer. So mainly it can only be mufer upon the expiration of the talking dibur. So then you can say that it was hal for a moment, and then it became what? But if it will be mufer before the exploration of the talking in Dibur, then you couldn't say that it was hal for a moment, because it's considered the same moment. So then you would have to say it was cow and bottle at the same time. That's a logical contradiction. So that's why the whole ocean explains it. Okay. Now let's see. Because that person was in the Halishem of the Yishem. She said, I am Israel. But if the effect, the little effect of being made there, future and dawn, is to preclude the halays of the future and there. So Mele, that means she never became Israel. For 1 second, she never became Israel. So what, in whom was the matrix? In the known Israel. So Mele, it's not how. You are at us. Umacho, hey, Bafil, they may have a little tail in. Here can watch a match fees. My shame, my revival, the Vishnu Hilton. Here can be one after us. We are as we can go. Can they be to me go sarah? You are not because they will be for matches was of the last to match in the show. Hey, who must call it the tail of the match fees? Like match fees. So the shiny is even if we say it's how for a moment and then it becomes bottle. But according to the alternative to the Morgan, that the action of Matvis, so the melee should, the process still should not be how the name are, you don't the shadow or some don't have the gozek. You should know how ma, if they should say action of Roma, and the whole question is when הרי הוא יוזיר לו, והי מטביס בו, ביום הבני, משמע ודאי, ויוזיר את דיכאון לקומת פיס. ויוזיר את דיכאון לקומת פיס. והוכה מוכה סוגיה, ויוזיר את שמיכת בסורות. So the word, so here, it's considered as if she's explicitly said that she is Matvis in the Nizirus. Not in the present status, but in the desert. Woche muche su nizira shnich nisom. Is yagish. Umachi su hoche, nei de chaylat hose, mai habe, nei be de chiviyatu izbo, ki ifno nitre kabo, ki nitre, ki nitre, ki ifno nitre kame, ifno name hai, di dine di matris, hoche hu, ki ditnam ife bishoma, harei nino zira, ושום חבי רום, ואני, כולם נזיר, איך עוד מהם, הוא תורגו לו? הוא נאמן, הוא תרגע אותו מדור, הוא משתור כבר זה, הוא תרגיש לי תורגו לו. So he has the cash, why do you want to say? That if we say that it is how for a moment, and then it becomes new, so we may know. So therefore it does not affect the that force, so that force remains valid. But why is this distinguished from the case of Etachochet? So we say that if Ruben took in Eda, said, I know it. And then Shimon said, Vani. And then Shimon said, Vani. So, and then Ruben was Nishul Chochem. So Shimon is also Mutter. So here too, since two it was Chal for a moment. But then the next moment, the bow was made there. The bow was made there. So Mele, that was they should be valid. So he gives a teretz. Lach kushi. Tiroit maru terech minun trukulon. Alo beza chore. Shei kane dami korei. Hil gakom shi terech minun gori. Yutze shoi kane dami helo. Hu vot lach kose. Dibat. Aro bat. Shei kyo na feya. Elen kala habe. Aro bishu teo vishe. Nio bidi sure kaine. Shei na kose shoem. Teo. Hu gemore hi behetje. Berish. Pirk shomare. Nos. Also, well, we shouldn't confuse this Megas Gaius with the Megas Gaius of the Nachlekes between Nishama and Nisila. So they are only, they aren't as reference the case of Tushubin, who have dual jurisdiction. So they are Megas Gaius is in contrast to Midrash Rosh. But here the expression Megas Gaius means Mikanohara, in contrast to Midrash, that means that it's a lot. Remind us, Kevin, the old Rabbani, the Shabbat was of the Shemo, the Hefero, he amet me, the old Karai Nami Shtai, he amet me, the Sky, Hai Shtai, the Haberto Aso. Now this, not only Shemo agreed, you see, that's the Ram Shiki. But the Ami Shemo knows he is a Wahil. So the Ram says that the reason is why, if we say that the Neder was and then the next moment he becomes what? So then the Hatrosi is valid. Because Baal, because we passed in Baal Megas Gaius. The implication being that according to the scholar of the Mandoma, who says, Meitaroka, so then there wouldn't be any difference between Hatoras Hochem and Hatoras Baal. So just as vis-a-vis Hatoras Hochem, the aloha is that if the Meitaroka is initially Hochem, so then the Hatrosi also becomes Baal. Because the Chochom is Ikam Matreya, so vis-a-vis Baal, assuming that Baal is Mitoroka, so then that Chose would also become one. But we pass in Megasites. Now, the other issue, the Gemara, let's turn to the Gemara just for a moment. The Gemara. The Gemara has not valid that was all the days. Yiboyo, just after the first two dots. Yiboyo, Baal Mei Yaroka with him on Mei Yisrael. Remind us, in the name of Misha Shonot of the Nozia, Misha Mechalato Gorom Ovani, Misha Mebailo Shom Yishem Yorei, He Amet Mei Yaroka, Hayinam Yishtaroi, He Amet Mei Yisgayis, Yim Yishtaroi, Chalotasu, Ma. So the Gemara is trying to be patient one way or the other. Then that conveys, the Gemara says that conveys on the fourth line of the Hebrew Doctrine. Tosh, the Tony Behem, the Tang Behem, who is a Shalot of the Nose, the Shom Chavat, the Om Rabani, who bought by was of the Shem of the Hebrew, he would have a Haber Taso, Shmami no Bao Megas Gaius. Repshim in the Mon Oro, who are ready to be so stable. So the Gemara, the Rosh Nagmore here is Shmami no Bao Megas Gaius. So that's the reason why the Ram says the Maskon of Gemara is Baal Megas Gaius. The Maskon of Gemara is that Baal is Megas Gaius. Then the Gemara says, Mazut Chabret Rav Mori Omar, Hai Nedi Rome Bachom, Giboye Rome Bachom, Ehadid Olai Kitzar Zrashoni, Ma, Ki Matris Inish, Vikre Matris, Odil Mevitzim Ene Matris. So the Gemara says, "Mito, hotom kim gomar yomai kitzad v'ashloni, avod avlach shen yisrak gomem motzor chulei, v'chut, nifnish kodesh, avod hoche yisrak v'nai da v'cine komatris, hoi yisro v'bayit. Inge da amre, hai yidron v'achon v'bayit." So Moos Bishenim explain this, Gemara, when Mazutre is not chelik, and what Gemara said, Shman Lebal Menetai. But the radiation portion in Tesis here in Nozir, along Tesis Mouset, and the Rosh in Nozir mentions the name of Abedan, and they say that when Masutre is really Chelik, and what the Gemara said, Shman the Baal Megasites, and Masutre says, no, you cannot be patient from this that Baal is Megasites, because we could say Baal is Megasites. But then you say, in Baal is Megasites, why do we say he would tell us Chaber Tassor? Why do we say he would tell us, no, because then, even if we say Megasites, so then it should be told in the Shire, or be it the Matris, or be Hashem Matris. So according to the ancient portion in Tetris in Ozia, and according to Rabbi Tam Shite that the Rosh mentions in Ozia, so Mazutre is Chaber, and Mazutre says, that this price that says when you should not have a nausea, the Shoma Chavato, the Omer Bani, who the Bible shall be shamed of, the Inter, so he would tell us the Chavato Asuro. So does not have to say, to imply, that Baal is Megas Gaius. But this price can hold that Baal is Megas Gaius. Now, if you ask, you vow to make your care. So vice versa, so all, so then it should be analogous to a case where someone took an error of his ears, and then another person said Bani, and then the first one who took the letter of his illness was Bishul Chochem. So then, who tell which aim? We say, who took law? So, Masutra says, there is a distinction between Heta Chochem and Akira's Bar. So Heta Chochem, because Heta Chochem, now you can see it in the Rosh. Oh. You can see it in the Rosh, Tesis has the same thing. I mean, Tesis rejects the Chikin, but that's the Chikin we use in Rosh. And Tesis, so Tesis says, and that's why there's a head. But the Rosh mentions, and that conveys or conveys in the name of Rabbeinu. So he says, V'teima, ki meika oka, ma bin zel im rabbein nozir, v'im rabbein vani, d'abdil huta o mishni tukro, v'yei shlema du edom, v'chochom v'ikeran el darol v'harote, v'osahan el darotoes, v'hadri kiru in odam eilom. Wow, she may fail, but we have a keep she is an idea. Toy so, never be sure. Keep she is a vow, she may have a good keep she is a little toys. Hoy, never be sure. Hoy, never be sure. We have a lot of people. Ask the Sakosu, she invited your Bible, the autistic man. So, even though it's make our time. But if we say that the each become at least, you see. So according to Ramatan, according to the Yeshiva portion, in case says, so Masutra is saying, no, that this guy said, first the price said, that first the Gemara assumed that this price implies that Baal makes that. Because if Baal would be maker of car, so Haberto would also be with that. Just as in the case of Echot Shom, Rabbein Nozir, Misham Haber, Rom Avani, Barakach, Misham Ovishen, so Uto Ovishen, Uto Kula. This is what the Gemara said at first. So the Masutra says, no. It's not an analogous to Eta Chochem. Here you can say that the price also holds Mega Ota. And that's the way we pass it according to Rabbein Tan, and according to Mishma Foshi. That Mega Ota. But then you ask, if it's Mega Ota, why does the price say Chaver Dasu? No, because if we say that the Ikhme Komatris, not the Hashme Komatris, so even though the Baal later on was Ikhme Nebea, and he was Ikhme Matreya, but that was he still Chaver. So yes, so why don't we say the same thing with Abed Kochem? The answer is, Kochem is Ikhme Nebea on the basis of Toys. So the Mele, that means, once the Chochem is Ikhme Nebea, the Chochem says, Utalakho. So then it's determined retroactively that there was never any atloy. The atloy was betoyes. So no one ever had the Chalin Shem Nozer. It was betoyes. So there was nothing in which to be matris. Masheikin, Baal, even if we say Neikarota, but it doesn't become a Neda betoyes, the Baal can be matris. Now, so we may lay, if we say, so then, this is what Masutra is telling us, that if we say, B'yitlikomatris, so then, that fussy is valid, even though the Baal ultimately was made for them. In other words, so Abnatan and Yeshmi Foshim say, that even if we say Baal is made for God, there is a fundamental difference between the Akira Matreya by Chochem and the Akira Matreya by Baal. By Chochem, so it is determined retroactively as if there was never had been any Afroy. But by Baal, so Afroy there is, but it's still made on Afroy. Now what's the meaning? The meaning is very important. I mean, it is analogous to what the Chaim says in connection with me. Now the Aloche, the Chachomim or Misake, the Kiddushi Tano, the same, since it's only the Rabbanon, so the Tano can make a declaration before three or before two, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, and say, in a reasonable way. So that is Eikar Matreya Kiddushi, that's like an annulment of the marriage. If the Tane makes a declaration and makes a declaration, so it's Eikar Matreya. So the Mishnah in Yibomes, that Kofche says, that even though the Aloche is, that when one marries a woman, He becomes osam for his own being, if he was osam, he is still osam in all chayvi, sachiso, nimo, and so on. But if someone married the ktane yisene, kudushin rabon, and then the ktane yisene made the declaration of milun, so then after she made the milun, the husband is allowed to marry her sister or to marry her mother, because she is not like kudushin. It's because it's kama freya. Still, the same Gemara says that if Iktane was remarrying, it was Iker, the marriage, Rimafreya, but the husband cannot reclaim all the support that he gave her in the course of the years of the marriage. And the Rambam also Pirkei Dalet was a Kirashi. So if I said that if Iktane is Mimayenes, so then he is Mutar before Yisrael, the Yim Mutar is Mikrei Beisov, but In the Mizenes, he's Mechuyev, after the moment of Nil. The Mizenes is Mechuyev, after the moment of Nil. So the question is, why? Why is he Mechuyev? Monefshech, if he's Eitel Mafreya, as if there had been no Kedushin at all, so Mimele, not only should he be obligated to pay the support that he didn't pay her so far, but even if he gave her the support, he should be entitled to collect back the support, because it turns out now that all the support that he gave her was given in mistake. She was never his wife, she was always a strange woman to him. So the Chaim explains it. He says that even though Mil is Ikel Mafreya, it doesn't mean that when the Ktano makes a declaration of Mil, so then it becomes retroactively determined that there never was any Kedushin. Never, no, it doesn't mean that. Kedushin there was, but the Chachomim were misakeh that the Mil is a retroactive effect. So only in regard to all Mikan Lahavah became Yonim, so it has retroactive effect. So in other words, if he has his Mishael, can I marry her sister? She was Mimai, her mother. So we tell him, now this is a question pertaining to Mikal Havo, whether you are allowed to marry her sister or her mother. So we say, in regard to any relevant matter, from now on, it is considered as if she never had been married. But in regard to the support he gave her, or he became a chuyev to give her, even if he had been delinquent, so it's still considered as if he already gave her the support. So it's not relevant with Abraham. This was relevant that in Mafreya, so in Mele, in regard to all the Mafreya matters, we do not say that there was no Kedushin. Only in regard to all relevant Mitabahab matters, we consider it as if she never had been married. But in regard to the support he became obligated to give her, that he gave her before the meal took place, so in regard to that support, so we do not say that she was never married. So this Reb Chaim says in regard to meal, but Abnetan in the Ishmael portion takes this, apply the same story in regard to Akira Lafreya Belva. Chochom, when he's Akira Lafreya, so that means that the Chochom, that he becomes another choice. So in other words, that means that the Nedar is moving point as if nothing had happened. Just, it was our mistake that we thought there was a Nedar. But it becomes retroactively determined that everything, the whole Nedar was taken with us. So the Mele, the Atfose, was more Atfose. Mashein came, Baal does not render the Nedar a choice, but the Baal has a chaos to annul the Nedar. So the Shaila is, does he have a keach to annul the nether Mikal Havo? Or he has a keach to annul the nether Al Mafreya? So, Mazutra holds, according to Ramatam, which we're washing, that Maskone is that the Baal has the keach to annul it retroactively, but only in regard to all to Mikal Havo the Kemeras. So then, it's the Mafreya, it's considered as if there had been no nether. So the Mele, the Gemara said, so the Mele, the Gemara said, Toshma, who you shall not be noisy, who is a shade say, I am coming to this, have it to the back of the boy, hey, Kadom, you lay middle, hey, Kadom, bow, Sikhle Mema, El Pshite, De hemelen baal, wie zal deze baal maken aan elkaar? Aan mij ze zeggen ze voor hem, en laat ze de baal maken zijn. Ze mogen zes leven in de baal maken aan elkaar. En ze tonen zeven de hemelen baal, wie wil dat dan? Ze zeggen ze geen, ze zeggen ze voor hem. Tonen daar maar eens zeggen. So the woman is saying here that if we say Baal make our car, and he, the woman was shifting eye, and the Tamil Macy, and after that, the Baal was made there, so then she's not higher than Baalis. So this we understand, because the question is not whether she could have gotten Malkes before that for us about. The question is, she was shifting eye, and the Tamil Macy before that for us about. Now the Baal was made there. And the question, now she comes before Besen, and the question is, can Besen meet Alec Malkes? Whether Besen should meet Alec Malkes for the CSI with Thomas Lacey that took place before that forest bow is in kind of happening together. So we say, in assuming that bow made our car, so mainly, so we say is that she was in regard to the question is whether Besen should give a Malkes or not. So we say it's considered that Sidon Eder is bottom of prayer. But in regard to Mafreya the Binyoni, so we do not say that they never existed. Only in regard to every relevant in Kalham Gemel. Alright, now this is so the same oneness that Chaim says in connection with Miun, we have to say in connection with Balmikon. So this is not a Chidova Posh. See that the Ram says. Now, the Ram is the Kashi. Why does the Gemara say? Why does the Gemara say that Nachimini is when somebody else was Matfis in Hermes there? So if we say that it is hard for a moment and then it becomes bottle, so then that was is valid, but it shouldn't be valid anyway, just as in the case of Hedachochem. So the Ram gives a teretz because Baal is mega size. The implication being that according to Mandoma, Baal is the Toraka, then in Ochaname, even if we assume that the little effect of being made for a future Midori is that it should be held for a moment and then immediately afterwards become bottle, so then if we say make a Toraka, if we say make a Toraka, so that Hose wouldn't be valid. Either, you see, this is what Ram says. But the only reason is why, according to the assumption that it is higher and then it becomes bottom, so maybe that Hose remains valid is because we pass in Megas guys. That's because the Ram agrees with most Hashemi in Nosea that Mal Sutra does not reverse what the Gemara says, Shman Mobal Megas guys. But the Abishemi from the Tam and Ishmael Foshi, who say that Masutra reverses what Gemara said before, Shmanu the Baal Megas Gaius, and that actually it's Megas. So in Melee there is no kashe against this Gemara. But this Gemara says the Nachemine is Akrisachine Badumitre. So Yi Amre Cholin Habet Visuse. Why? Because the Gabi Chochem, when it's based upon toys, so the Mele is Nishal Rishay Mutogula. Because it's going to be from Afreya, there was never any Afroye. The Afroye was Bitoyes. So there was no Chalishem Nozi on it for a moment. Mashayim came, Ligabi Afores Baal, even if we say Meidorka. So that means only in regard to Mitano Havnik in Yoni. So it's considered bodily mutal in Afreya. But that force it took place before that point. That force it took place before that point. So the melee, that force. So if we say Dimitri from Matris, so he was Matris in the Halishem Nosi at its inception. So the melee, even though it was Ekel Mafreya, so that means only regard to Mikhail Havdik in Yoni, but the Halishem Nozir existed at that moment, and he was Matris in the Halishem Nozir of that moment. So the man like that Hose is valid. Now let's see how, but here the Ram says that we pass in Midas guys. Now that's in line with the Sheet of Moshe Hashem, that Mal Sutra did not reverse what the Gemara said before, Shmam Lebal Midas guys. But the Shita from the Tam and of the Ishti Foshi is to the country. Now let's see what the Shita Saramba means. Whether the Shita Saramba means Megas Gali, so the Shita Saramba means Mikroka. It's not so Foshi. Now, the Gemara says, he knows here, that if we say Baal is Mekeroka, so then, if we say Baal Mekeroka, so then, if Elisha was not Rabbi Nosi, where he's a Shaysi Yayin, Tamil Mason, and then the Baal was made there, and then the Baal is made there, so she's not a Tekes Esavu. So let's see how the Rambam passes this day. In order to determine whether the Rambam passes Baal Megas guys, or the Rambam passes Mekeroka, so let's see how the Rambam passes in regard to this case, where she said that she took an edar of Nisiris, and then she drank wine, she was a Tamil Nisi, then later the Baal was made there. So did she teach Hayeris Malkis or not? Now, so the Rambam intends to base the Sidon Aloch in the test as follows. Not more the Oprah in the Nidro, Kedim Shiokel or Bill, or Ibai, Abba Kisha Shoma in the Gay, the Hintalo, Hariza Hayebes, Aldomo Shoba, Shoba, in Malkes, Malkes, Vim Kom Kom. So, that implies that the Rambam Paschim, the Rambam Paschim's Maker guys. Because if he Paschim's Maker or Ka, so then, she should not be Hayeves, Malkes, Oko. So it seems to be Raya Brure, that this is the Pshat Rambam. Now, how does the Rambam pass me? Now, Peri Yudimu Halochet Eswot. Now turn to Peri Yudimu Halochet Eswot. Hoyisho Shenotro, Vishoma Acheya Vihitvis, Atzle Vinitro, Vioma Bani, Vishoma Rovio Ipayo, Vehefo, Shalom Mufa, Vize Shehitvis Atzle Chai. So, according to most Rishayim, that's another Raya that Rambam Paschas Megas guys. But, that's not the Raya Bruet. Because, the Amletam and the Yish Nifoshim Teitzve say that even if we say Meikar Okar, the Maskone of the Morinis of Masutre, that the Hatose still remains valid because it's distinguishable from Hatoras Chochem. Hatoras Chochem means that there was never any Atroyes, so there was nothing in which to be matris. But Akira's Baal, so Atroye there was, but only in regard to Mikano Havdike. In regard to all relevant future in Yoni, it's considered as if she never took an edda. But in regard to the past, it's considered vis-a-vis the past, it's considered that there was an edda. So we may not was it could be chal. So that's why chal zeshit is atzmi ischayet. So from this Rambam we couldn't deduce the raya that Rambam passes me, guys. But from the other Rambam, in Pelech Yudveis, Halach in the Tez, he says, not Rav Omer, I'll meet for Kedem Shiyachul Avio Barach Shom and Beyim, people are in Chayel, Zabut Omer Shom Obey, in Baal Tez Vagi Kom Kom, so it seems to be a Raya Kure, that the Rambam Pas means Megas Gales. So in Mele, since there is a Raya Kure, from the Rambam, in Pelech Yudveis, Halach in the Tez, why should, so in Mele, so we have to say, that in Halach in the Svob, why did the Rambam say, Vizesh Yitzis Atzme Chayel? Because the Rambam agrees with most Keshenim that Masutre was not. sea fuera de aquí, vendrá otra vez, dejéis acreditar. Einer Mutter und Gottlo in der Sekrum, der Heinz mit Wochen schien Jön Makira Saneda in die Kopf. Wenn die von Ewa bin Achel, aber die Mama wo, die Lefische sind der Duri, und die Kalende habe ich immer hier. Wir gehen in Hohenke, so in Gottmosch der Rambam, wir gehen zack mit Ewa, Einer Mutter und Gottlo in der Sekrum, der Heinz mit Wochen schien Jön Makira Saneda in die Kopf. בדבורים שהעניונו מכיר הסנדה מקורי, דוסן רושם אינדיקייט, דרמבה פסקוין סטפת סמייקר אוקר, נאט מגס גייס, נאט מגס גייס, אין, דסי יושן רמבה מקנצי, אין דפיר של מישנה, אין דפיר של מישנה, אין דור, אין דנקס מישנה, נכון, דנקס מישנה, דמישנה, או הפורס לדור פרייה, אין פרקיוט, אוף נדור, Call away, leave the water to the So then he says, the 14th line from the end of the column, with Shinina Kore, who she acted at Keshia Shekosha, with Misha Roye, Kmori, Shoroyo Vitrilo, Kate Shwasso, in Kirzeta Say, in Boy Kirzeta Say, for the Shoot Vyodo, anywhere over Neo. Ain't no one me. So in other words, so in Yud is a Rosh. Well, this is a translation from Arabic, but I mean, even Kabach's translation, I mean, has the same Rosh. So in other words, so it says, Hiniya na'akore hu shiyati rakesh ya shekosha. Hiniya, hoiniya kbo shehoyo. Shehoyo. Bitchim okeinim shmoroso. Yudil to ta'asei yu, no yudil to ta'asei yu, I mean, so, and well, the Russian in the Beirush HaMishnah is not as strong as the Russian in the Chazokah. All right, anyway, but it's also much more that way. But the Russian in the Chazokah seems to be explicit. The Chayetz is Vorim Shin Yonom Akira Saneda Meiko. Now, so there is a still between this Rambam and the Rambam in Beirush HaMishnah. פרק ידבייס, מיוחס מדורים, הלוכי יתס. הלוכי יתס, where he says, לא דרובי אופו, אני מתרוקים שיוקר לו. So, אף אופי ששם הבריאים, ויכולו להגיד לך ילס, עם מלכס, מלכס עם קום קום. So, we always that cash. Because if מישנה דרבה, אז everyone. Now, so because if מישנה, in פרק ידבייס, מיוחס מדורים, הלוכי יתס, mentions that spirit. So, he says, So first he says, very many much Rabbi Mufarash Kippir Ush Yesh Mufarash. Why not? Because Tesis mentioned the Yesh Mufarash and then Tesis rejected. Well, that's no Kashi because Rabbi Tam also has that Shikhi. But there's not a Kashi. I mean, it's strange just why the Kesef Mishnah doesn't mention it. How can we say that the Rambam agrees with the Shikhi of the Yesh Mufarash when the Rambam says in Pirish Yisraelis, that if she was chasing Yain with Tamil and Beitzim and then the bow was made fair, so she's higher as Malkus. So according to the age before she, he wouldn't be higher as Malkus. But the Rambam says she is higher as Malkus. Well, so that's the right. So what does he say? We have Sholeima. Oh, so then he says that's fine. ומאשר קושי אבל הפור הזה באו אינקי אלו חול והבאו באפורו של אוקחון אם הוא מאשר קושי בפרק המדיה חוכו מאיקי הרדה מקורי אין לי כאי נקיר הסנדה שהזכיר רבינו גדיבה דהו דעמדי לצדת חוכו מזיקי הרדה מפריע הילים הראשיים כמו יראים פי שאין מרפי אלו מכאן להבין והחוכם מירה של כל הנדע מלכות והכירס הנדע שהזכיר רבינו גבי באו היינה והכירס הנדע שהזכיר רבינו גבי באו היינה שכל הנדע והבאו באפרוסי אינקרי und mit Wappen. Und mein in Beuel und Baal und Lege Oka und Lege Skaiz, על הדומס מה שחוסר רבינו שהבעל איקר הנדע מכל מפירי שייך לבוי הורי יאמינו דעקיר מה משוק עלי שעל די שמבט לי משר לי כאילו הויו או ידיעו בו נאי דעי קרי מכל על די אחרוסי מי הוא לי משר לי כאילו הויו אלו כאילו חובה נדע והוא מבט לי ואי קרי ורוצה כאילו מגזגן. So actually, we have Vishnu saying the same oneness that he is the portion of Tamsa. But the only difference between the Vishnu Pshat and Ramah and the Yeshni portion of Tamsa is that what the Ramatam Yeshni portion say that the Neda is in there, but the Baal is it on the fair. Chochem, so the Chochem determines who Shire, and by saying, by who had the Chochem, so he determines that there was never any nether. But Chochem, even if he's in Kenya, so the nether is still existing. But in vis-a-vis all future relevant manners, we consider it as if there was no nether. But vis-a-vis past manners, there was a nether. Chochem, so even vis-a-vis past manners, there was no nether. Because it's a choice, it was taken a mistake. But the only difference between the Yeshni portion, Rabbi Tam on one hand, and the Mishnah's Pshat and the Rambam, because Rabbi Tam and the Yeshni portion say this in the Mandoma who says, make out. The Mishnah says that according to the Rambam, so according to the Mandoma, make out, then it's analogous to Chochem. So then the Baal, through his Hapore, determines the Nether as if the Nether never existed. But if we say Megas Gaius, so then the Nether existed. But even though the Nether existed, the Chochem can annul the Nether so that vis-a-vis future relevant matters, it's considered as if there was no Nether. But he says the same thing, except that Rabbi Tam and Yishli Foshim say it, he make it. And because the Mishnah says according to the Rambam, there's the Pshat of Megazgaius. That's because of the Mishnah. Now let's see what the Rambam says. Oh. In Perek Gimel Halacha. So it says, V'yesh nikayim, hagirs, the whole diktone, ain't the nether akleim at in kameda, unfichos lo maklum, sha'ayish kameda, avo imomar in nether ze klum, mashma shuhu nether, el she'in di klum vifishubat. So Rabbaz also said the same thing. In other words, the Rabbaz doesn't say whether the Rambam paskins like the Roshi, Megas Gaius, or like the Roshi Mechaoka. But he says that in the Rambam passes the reason in them. But I was saying the clue with Yishuva. So it has to be explained according to the oneness of Rabbi Tam. Except that Rabbi Tam says it in the Mandoma, make your car, and the Mishnah says according to the Rambam, that's the Pshat, he makes it nice. But according to the Mandoma, make your car, then it's like, I mean, that's it. It's a difference, but the oneness is the same. Now, but we have to understand the Shittas Rambam. So how is it, according to the Gesef Mishnah, how does the Rambam say in Perik Yud-Beis, how loch in the Pes, not Rabbi Yochva al-Nidro, Ketim Sheyofel lo-Ohim, Oibayo, Apopi Sheshoma Bebi-Yei, Vehefer, Harez Hayeles, Al-Dobo Sheyofrobe, in Malkes Malkes, Vim Kom-Kom. But the Gemara says that the Gemara says not here that if we say make a car, then she shouldn't be sifetes somewhere. She shouldn't be sifetes somewhere. So it seems that according to the Gesef Mishnah and the Rabbaz, we have to say
that the pshat in the Rambam means. Now,
let's say we got a meal. There it's the here now. What is the same? Is the same concept.
So we got a meal. So we say that even though she was ma'anis and that was ikar b'kiddushin l'mafreya, so he cannot collect back the mizenis he gave her. Not only he cannot collect back the mizenis he gave her, but he supposed the mizenis that he became a chuyah to give her, but he happened to be the delinquent in paying her mizenis, so she can collect from him the mizenis that he was obligated to give her, let's say 2 years ago, 3 years ago, except that he was the delinquent. So that can also be explained on the basis of this longness, that even though it's Ikal Mafreya, so it's Ikal Mafreya only in respect to future relevant matters. So Mimele, so Loimi Boy, if he already gave her the Mizenis, and then he tries to collect to recover back from her the Mizenis, so it's not the future relevant matter. But even if he didn't give her the Mizenis, why? Because he was a delinquent. But he became a Chuyev already. So since these are the past matters, we do not say that she was never married. So that means that if we are to decide the question, did he become a chuyev or not? Is he delinquent in the payment of the support or not? So we have to say, in regard to the question is whether he's delinquent, so that's a past matter. So we have to say, he is delinquent. If he is delinquent, so he must give or not. So that's also a past matter. It's not a future matter. Now, so in regard to Kol, so there is no kashya from the Rambam in regard to Kol. Why? Because if she took a shur, let's say she took a shur, and not all the other little, came she offered all of you, or you buy out of Kishishoma BBA, behavior. So Kol can be either in respect to Nizires, or it can be in respect to Shvue, that if you are in there, Bishayik, and the Shvue, so you have Kol, or it can be even in regard to Neder, because Yesh Mila Bikonomis, so he has to bring Kol Mila. So the Kol could be in regard to Mihul Bikonomis or regard to Shvue. Now, so suppose she took a Shvue or she took an Eder, she asked the Kikya. And then so she became the Chuyeves Ikon. And then the Baal was made for the Eder after she became the Chuyeves Ikon. So once she became the Chuyeves Ikon, so it's not a future matter, it's a past matter. Because true that we say in regard to all the Kabbalistic Yoni that it's considered as if there had been any Neder, but only in regard to Kabbalistic Yoni, not in regard to the Mafreidic Yoni. And just as regarding Mizenis in the case of Mil, so not only that the Baal is not entitled to collect back the support he already gave her, but even if he had been delinquent in giving the support, so, and then she was Mimayim, so he's obligated to give her. But why? Because he already became obligated. So it's not a future matter, it's a past matter. Just because he was delinquent, so it doesn't mean that it becomes a future matter just because he was delinquent. So mainly, that could be visualized in connection with the case where she was either on the Shvuah or she was either on the Neder, and then she found out about it, so she already became the Chuyev Nikol. Now there is a halacha that one cannot become the Mechuyev Nikol unless he becomes cognizant of it. But until he becomes cognizant, he is not Mechuyev. So mainly vis-a-vis Kol, so we could apply the Rambam to a case where she was either on the Neder, where she was either on the Neder, or she was either on the Shvuah, and she found out about it that she was Mechuyev Nikol, but she didn't do it, she didn't bring the Kol, and then she didn't manage to bring the korban until the bow was made there. So even if we say make Yalaka, but it's only in regard to future matters, but in regard to past matters, so we consider that it existed since she already became a chuyevet to bring the korban, but she was delinquent. She postponed it. So in many ways, she's chuyevet to bring the korban. But the question is, the Rambam says, הרי זה חייב לסמדו מה שאומר בי, אם מלכס מלכס ונקום קום. אם מלכס מלכס ונקום קום, now מלכס, so until מרדים, you're not even מחויב מלכס, even כנס, כנוסס. So until I'm not the dean, you're not even מחויב. As the Gemara in Marcus points out. In other words, moment, so even before Mardin, you're mechuyev. But without Mardin, Bezdin cannot be made. But Knosses and Malkes and Poshes, so the Mardin is given a chiyuv. And until Mardin is not even considered mechuyev mise. And the same thing is for Malkes. So until Mardin, she is not even mechuyev as Malkes. So maybe the question, according to the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam passes that the Baal is made to Okar, or as the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam passes Meir's Geis, but Meir's Geis itself means that in regard to all that in regard to all future in Yoni, so it's considered as if there had been no Neder, but only in regard to past matters, so it's considered that there was a Neder. But since the Gmaldin didn't take place yet, so the melee, and until the Gmaldin, she's the Chiyuv Malkes is not Nigma, so the Chiyuv Malkes has to be Nigma now. And since in regard to future Yoni, it's considered as if there had been no Nether, so there was no Avere, how can Bezdin begin a Dino the Malkes? So then, according to the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, we'll have to say that the Rambam says, "Not Rabbi Yochanan or Nidro, Kedem Shiyofel or Bio, Uibayo, Avar Pishe Shoma Bibiyei, Veifel, Hareze Hayeves, Aldomo Shom Rabbi, in Malkes, Malkes, in Kom Kom." I mean, that the Rambam doesn't mean that even though the Gmardin did not take places yet, And the Gmardin has to take place, so the Gmardin should take place after the outpouring of the Baal. No, then it couldn't, because according to the Rambam's Pshat, so in regard to all Mikhal Havlik in Yoni, so it's considered as if there had been no Neder. Neder, but the Rambam would say Chayeves, let's say, suppose, Nodro, Vyobra Nidro, and then they took her to Bezdin, and Bezdin was going to be. And the Gmardin also took place before the Akoras Abar, and then before the execution of the Malkes, which took place, so the Baal was made. So in such a case, since the Gmardin took place already before the Akoras by the Baal, so it's not in Kamal Havdik matter, so it's a past matter. So Memele basically can be Mikayim, can realize the Kiyum of Malkes. But that will be a Deichah in the Rambam, because the Pashas Aloshon of the Rambam is not Mashma, that the Rambam has reference to a case where the Gmardin took place already. So Pashas Aloshon of the Rambam is that the Rambam has reference to a case where she just was a Shesigayu, but the Gmardin, the Kabbalasides and the Gmardin didn't take place as yet. So then in the Rambam Shite is, that in regard to future matters, it's considered as if there had been no nether. So why does the Rambam say? Harizachayeves the best you can meet our promise. So the best pshat in the Rambam is what Karaneiro says in Nozir. The Karaneiro says in Nozir that the Rambam passed through his naked guys like most Hashem, and not like the Hashem Bosh. And the pshat, but if we say Nekaroka, if the Rambam passes Negus guys, so now we can understand as to why. If the Rambam passes Negus, so why the Rambam, on one hand, he says that if there was Atfose, so that Atfose is valid, and then there was Afore, so the Atfose remains valid. And then we can understand as why the Rambam says that if she was Shesiyai, in the Tamil Amazin, and then the Baal was Meifeya, so she's Chayev as Malkes, because the Rambam passes Negus guys. But then the question is, why does the Rambam say, So the Karaneo, I think that what the Karaneo says in the Rambam is the real pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam here in the Pirsha Mishneh, he doesn't discuss the effect of Atore, whether the effect of Atore is retroactive or narrative. Here the Rambam in Perish Yudhimu, Vilches Nidorim, Aloche Alef, Aloche Beis, or in Perish HaMishne, in Perish Yud of Nidorim, the Rambam discusses the proper Shemes of Atore versus Atore. What is the proper logic that has to be employed? So, as a matter of fact, you could, some Achreinim assume that the Rambam paskens in regard to Atore that it's Mekarokia, and in regard to Etachochem that it's Kalab. So of course then the Rambam would be totally different. Because the Rosh Rambam tends to indicate it. Because the Rambam says, the Rambam says, "V'chizak meiper ein me'amuf ve'ul bot oy ein neder zeklum v'chayitz nivori shin yonu makira saneda mikov bein mifoneo bein lacher avol imovalo yevshi shedoduri oy ein kaneder arizo leiper v'chayin oy ime oy ishte oy mibite moch loch oy muta loch oy shor loch v'chol chayitz bein yin ze oy makov shein ro v'abao madir v'yachocham elo ein ki aneda mitchilo ze yom apir. So when he emphasizes the Avore, so he says that the over the bow are Iker Aneda Mitchlosim Apire. And that's in contrast to Chochem. So the implication is that by Chochem is not Iker Aneda Mitchlosim Apire. By the contrary, that the Chochem is only Matan Kabbalah. So that is doubly difficult. So it's not only that the Rambam is difficult in respect to Hafores Baal, Hafores Aal, but it's especially difficult in regard to Etachochem. Etachochem certainly is a Matreya. In the whole Matreya, Yisam is it, and Etachochem. And the Rambam says, Sheino Baal Matech Meyachochem, Elohim Keraneda Mitchlosim Apirei, and that's unlike Chochem. So that means that by Chochem is not the Keraneda Mitchlosim. Only Baal is the Keraneda Mitchlosim. So then the Rambam is saying that Chochem is the Kabbabe and Zmatam Kabbabe and Baal is the Mafeyan. How could that be possible? So the Kerneo says, no, the Rambam here doesn't discuss the effect of Etachochem versus the effect of Achores Baal. Of course, as far as the effect, as the result is concerned, so the result of Eta Bachochem is that the Chochem, that the Neder becomes retroactively determined the stories, as if there had been no Neder at all. And the effect of, or the result of Achores Baal is that it only totally becomes Muter, become Habe. But there is a certain Roshi that has to be employed by the Chochem, and there is a certain motion that has to be employed by the Baal. The Chochem has to use the motion of Ator, because the Chochem or Gimletites, they are Israel Matreya, they determine the Neder, Estoyes, on the basis of Yoroi. Essentially, the Chochem is Eikei of the Neder, and he renders it into a Neder, taken Bitoyes, by virtue of the Yoroi. Now, when a Chochem passes a Shaila, what does he pass? A Chochem never passes a Shaila in regard to ancient history. A Shaila can only be asked in regard to become happy. One cannot ask a Shaila, did I act right or I didn't act right? He wants to know whether I act right or not. That's not a relevant question. A Ruas Chochem has to be based upon a relevant question. A relevant question. If somebody comes to a Chochem and he asks him, I would like to know whether I acted properly or not. Alright? That's not Yehoras Chochem. That's not Yehoras Chochem. Yehoras Chochem has to direct itself to a relevant question. What is relevant? Something that pertains to the future is relevant. Something that pertains to the past is not relevant. True, that person wants to know whether he committed an Aveira or he didn't commit an Aveira, but it's still not relevant. So in many ways, the Chochem, the result of the Hedda Chochem is to be Ikel Matreya and to render the Neder into Toys. But he has to use a Roshin of Yeroye, of Ator. The Roshin of Yeroye is expressive of being Matanah. So when the Chochem says, Mutawach, what does Mutawach mean? Mutawach means, it's Mutanar. But once the Chochem uses emotional joy of Mutawach now, that has the effect of rendering the Neder into Itoyes L'mafeh. This then, and the reverse is true of the Baal. The effect of the Aphorus Baal, the Rambam Paskins, is to make it Mutea Mikamuhabe, not to make it Muta Umafeya. But the Baal has to use the Roshan of Aphorus. And if he says, I am back in the Neder Mikamuhabe, that's not the Roshan of Aphorus. He has to use a Roshan of Aphorus. So in many ways, the Roshan has to be expressive of the Baal's enormous Umafeya. But the result is, that it's matter than ever without it. I mean, this is what the Karnei knows it says. And this is the Rosh Rambam. The Rambam says, Mein v'rodo v'mikayim v'rinishte o'ibite b'chol roshim v'av o'pi she'inu makeres she'inu nisho tzricho v'shmei ha'afor ha'akim v'keitzat me'ivir e'ina mufvar o'ibote o'ein nedna zekul v'chalim tzim idvorim she'inyono ma'akim asa nedna mikorim inyono, the implication, the connotation of the rush of the expression of Akori is that he knows that Mafia. But this is what he says, he knows that Mafia. But it's effective only now. And by Hoche, so he has to use the Russian of Heter. What's the connotation of Heter? Not Mutawach Mafia, but Mutawach Kamhab. I mean, you see, to say Mutawach Mafia is a repugnant expression. Because Mutawach is directed against, I mean, under the Russian on its face directs itself to a relevant question. So in many ways, the Russian of Mutaloch has the connotation Mutaloch to do it now. But if he uses that Russian, so then the result is that it becomes an editorial semantic. All right. I think this is the real Pshatnya right now. Now, so Gemara has an Abayah, whether it's Chayot, and then it's Chal for the moment, and then it becomes bottle, or it precludes the Hapore of future Midori, precludes the Chalais of the Neder. Tosh, Omar HaBlesa, he may have been going to Bol the Chalitzer, he often don't even show you Bol the Chalitzer, Shmamino, you're calling. So Gemara is in Dayak on the Rosh. So Gemara says, no, Mikotode Sheinan Boy. He's referring to the neder that did not take place as yet. But this Russian does not say that it's not hard. Tosh, Omar Rabbez, Umar Rokim Shimei Vitri Atzmi, Mishenoda, Mekhe Vitri Atzmi, Achri Yodo, Ligabi Vitri Atzmi. So one cannot be Matri of his own world. Chochem Eichel. But still he can be made some Midori, he can be made some Midori in regard to the future Midori. So Rabbeinu says, Umar Mokim Shinei Panigrei Atzmi. One cannot be Mati in whether that was taken already by himself. He has to go to the Chochem should be Mati. But he himself cannot be Mati in whether that he took already. Still, he is able to be made some Midori that the Midori that he will take in the future should not be how. Maybe the last actually or though more keeps him even in the east today, and he did she often in the east actually today. My love, the east do it away, my will be hiring. So, Rebelenze appears to be drawing an analogy between Nitriatsme and the east, and just as in connection with Nitriatsme, what can be made some Midori to preclude the chaleis of future Midori by Mishra Midori. So, in regard to the future Midori of his wife, he should also have the same power. So you want to assume, that Rebbezer is drawing an identical analogy. Now, in regard to Midori Atzmei, when he's Mishra Midori, so what's the effect of Mishra Midori? That's not even how it precludes the chaleis. So here too, it precludes the chaleis. So the Gemara says, Lori, how can you say? There is an analogy, but it's not an identical analogy. In other words, just as one is able to prevent effectiveness of his own future endowment, so one should be able to preclude the effectiveness of his wife's future endowment. But in respect to his own future endowment, so he precludes that it should be how. And in respect to the wife's future endowment, he affects that the moment it is how, so it is immediately a no. So they said to Rabbi Zer, how can you deduce such a kalachimer? And what's the gist of that kalachimer? The gist of the kalachimer is that it's more likely that something that wasn't how yet. So it's more likely that something that did not take effect yet should not really become effective than something that already took effect should become known. That's the gist of the Kalahina. So the Mele, the same process we could apply not only on it, like Abu Nikle. So we could say that if Uma, so Uma Mikle Shemale is at name in the Muslim, if somebody is already telling. So somebody is already telling, that would be the counterpart of the Neder that the Isha took on it. So the counterpart in regard to Tfilah would be a person who is already taught. So then by immersing himself, herself, in the mikveh, so he becomes taught. So he becomes taught by immersing. The world is already taught. So he becomes taught. So the main way, so we should say, if it is possible, if we can apply such a kawahena, and that kawahena is based upon the premise that something that already took effect is not as likely to be a no as something that did not as yet take effect. So the main way, by applying the same principle of Yalkutset, in regard to Yalkutset, of Kalahimers, so you could deduce a Kalahimer, a very strange Kalahimer, which would be against the deed. In other words, we see that a person who already became Tamei, so by immersing himself in the mikveh, he can purify himself. And that's more difficult to purify a person who already became Tamei than to prevent Tumeh upon a person who as yet did not become Tamei. So maybe we should be able to reduce kalahimer. Umami kveshimale satmeim to moson. E matzilatel itame. Odom shimale satmeim to moson. E mitinu shoyatzilatel. Militame. E dame shmame moichal. So, and so in other words, since the Rabbonon mentioned this is a counterpart, so over there, if we made such a kalahimer, if we apply such a kalahimer, it would mean that it wouldn't even become tole. So maybe it's a raya that here it's not even how in the safe over the weather in my being clean to me in Thailand yet people clean with the shintame with the nipmo in Thailand. So from the safe they mentioned another impossible kauhena. I mean impossible kauhena which should be deduced according to the principle of Kablezer, that we can deduce a kawahena that if something is effective to terminate a certain halais, so certainly it should be effective to prevent the effectiveness of the halais. You see? So they said to Kablezer, Monefcha, if it's possible to deduce such a kawahena, so we should deduce a kawahena that if a person, let's say, a person has a kelim, and he anticipates that the sherets might come in contact. A little later, the sherets might come in contact with that kelim. So could we say, so according to the principle that you enunciated, that it's possible to deduce such a kawahena, so one could, one should be able to deduce a kawahena that if a person anticipates that is the sherets will come in contact with a certain kelim, so before this happens, he should be able to immerse it in the mikveh, and that the effect of the immersion of them, of the Kehle in the Mikveh, should be that even now later, a Sheretz will come in contact with this Kehle, that this Kehle should not become Tom. And on the basis of Al-Khira, suppose the Kehle had already been Tom, had already came in contact, had already come in contact with a Sheretz, and it would be Tom. Then you immerse it, so it would purify the Kehle. It would entire the Kehle. Now, it's much easier. There is more of a spot that something should affect to prevent the harm, the effectiveness of something, than to change a certain status. So if you say, "Come, Rabbi Zal Matir, we don't retire, we don't understand retire, Shmanu no Chayim," I'm sorry. So in other words, so from the Reisha it appears that the Kalachetna was that it's really higher, and from the Sefer it appears that it is higher and that it becomes lower. Amr, Rabbeinu Lekamru Mitami Rabbeza, Vohe Kamre, Maisvelo, Yisvelo Bechayru Teregliti Yutem, Yivu Yisvelo Bechayru Teregliti Yutem. In other words, the Chachom, the Rabbeinu themselves didn't know what Rabbeza meant with this Kalachetna. Whether Rabbeza meant with this Kalachetna that just as a Torah is effective to annul a nether that already was hal. So a Torah should be effective to prevent the halayis of the future nether, or that the kavone of the blessed was that just as a Torah is effective in the past nether, so a Torah should be effective in the future nether, that the moment it's hal, that the moment it's hal, it should immediately be annulled. So in the middle, they mention the possibilities that Yuftes, right, the duty Yuftes are. So the Gemara so far was not patient. Omer Rav Toshi, Omer Rav Lezer, Omer Zoyim Pnei Kim Shizom Mikarka. He's saying, the Aloch is that if Pnei Zoyim, Tushi, that they became Tomei while they were Tomosh, but then after they became Tomei, they planted, were planted there. In the Karka. So the Tumi is Foka. And you agree, I mean, that if it is, that if a Sheretz comes in contact with a Zoyim that are still Zoyim Beidin, so then it cannot become Tumi. So Rav Lezer was trying to prove, so why don't you agree with Michael Himmel and Yigal to a chorus about the future going of his wife. Now here, the effect of the Kalachena is that it's not even hal. It doesn't even become tome. Not that it becomes tome and then the tome is broken. So Shmam Lechai. Shmam Lechai. So the more is patient that the effect of the Kalachena of Rav Lezer is that it's not even hal. We have one of the Tashi Kalachena. So the question is, so how is it that the Rabbani say that the Torah cannot take effect on future growing, but the Torah there is a physical idea? So what do we say? That the Rabbani don't doubt this kind of Kalachina. So, but we see that the Rabbani do apply a similar Kalachina. The Rabbani does Kalachina, but time you have to be given the I'm like Kalachina, the whole of the age, the whole of the being, shall be more here. So the Rabbanon also dashed in the same kind of Kalachina that Mechuro is Yitzei when she becomes in Aro. So as Kama Mechamo, that if she is in Aro already, that he shouldn't be able to be made fair. So here too. So if Hapor is how to be made fair, never to be already how. So Hapor should be how to prevent that the future never should be how. So the more you tell it, say, the Alme, the Alshe Kalachim. Generally, the Rabbanon also apply this kind of Kalachim. But the reason is why they don't use this Kalachim now, because there is a school of Zakosu. Ishan Hoche, the Makro, Ishe Yikimeno, Ishe Yifreno, Ishe Bole Chol Hekem, Bole Chol Heta, Ishe Bole Chol Hekem, Bole Chol Heta. All right, because
translation come out of this. But we need to teach this principle in practice to the people. And we have to remember that it's a translation from Arabic. So in other words, as soon as the finality, it has that meaning to it. And even here, so Eugene Apollo Dukashkutikoi means the spirit, he means the connotation, not in substance.
I'm trying to explain why you want to
he
doesn't act fully holy. He has to be to know that. So he has to use the notion that has the connotation of the knowing at the Mahmeya. So then the result is that it's incarnate. This is what the challenge is.
But most of this is words. This is all words.
Okay.